means no. That's the boundary I set. Like a lion in the jungle, I won't let anyone cross my line. I'm a fortress. My power of no is my greatest fortress. It's like the force field. No one can penetrate. My boundaries are unbreakable. They'll always stay. I'm like the vault. I keep my treasures inside. My power of no is my greatest pride.
The only health worth having is the one you were born to build. There is a war being waged on your body, not with weapons you can see, but with an enemy you can name, but a slow, quiet, systematic assault carried out through the food on your plate, the water in your glass, the relentless pressure of a world designed to keep you exhausted, distracted, and dependent. And the most devastating part, most of us have been handed a counterfeit version of health pills to manage symptoms, supplements to replace what was stolen from us, and a healthcare system that profits more from our sickness than from our healing. Authentic health is not a prescription. It is not a shortcut. It is not something sold to you in a bottle. Authentic health is what happens when you stop poisoning yourself and start feeding what was already alive inside of you. This is not a wellness trend. This is a reckoning. The poison in plain sight. Toxins in our food and water. We live in the most chemically saturated era in human history. Researchers have discovered that 168 common chemicals can disrupt the growth of beneficial gut bacteria, with some also promoting antibiotic resistance. These are not exotic lab components. Many of these substances are found in food, water, and household items. They are in your cereal. They are in your tap water. They are in the air freshener in your car. The microbes that inhabit our bodies are influenced by what we eat, drink, breathe, and absorb through our skin. Most of us are chronically exposed to natural and human-made environmental contaminants. This isn't paranoia. This is peer-reviewed science. The pesticides sprayed on your food are not neutral bystanders. Pesticide induces significant alterations in gut bacterial metabolism. With multi-omics mapping identifying pesticide-sensitive bacteria species and specific metabolic changes in 306 pesticide gut microbial pairs. Every time you eat a conventionally grown apple, strawberry, or grain without washing it, you are potentially dosing your gut with compounds designed to kill living organisms. And your gut is full of living organisms you desperately need. And our food safety is not improving. Hospitalizations and deaths from foodborne illnesses more than doubled in 2024 over the prior year. The number of food recalls due to listeria, salmonella, or E. coli increased significantly in 2024, accounting for 39% of all recalls. But you are not helpless in the face of these threats. Simple habits go a long way. Wash fruits and vegetables thoroughly under running water, even if you plan to peel them. Choose organically or locally grown produce when possible, and avoid raw or uncooked animal products. Store perishable foods promptly in the refrigerator and keep kitchen surfaces clean to prevent cross-contamination. When in doubt, check recall alerts for the latest food safety warnings before preparing a meal. Small steps done consistently protect you and your gut ecosystem. The system is not broken. For those who profit from it, it is working exactly as intended. Now, the machine that breaks you. Chronic stress and the deliberate exhaustion of the human spirit. Modern life is not accidentally stressful. The pace, the financial pressure, the constant noise, the never-ending scroll. These are the architecture of a system that keeps you too tired to question it and too sick to fight it. Chronic stress is a significant factor affecting modern society, with profound implications for both physical and mental health. And at the center of this damage is cortisol, your body's primary stress hormone. When stressors are always present and you always feel under attack, the fight or flight reaction stays turned on. The long-term activation of the stress response system and too much exposure to cortisol and other stress hormones can disrupt almost all the body's processes. The damage is not abstract. Chronic stress is closely linked to the progression of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, driven by excessive cortisol production and HPA axis dysregulation, along with neuroinflammation in the central nervous system. Chronic stress induces sustained activation of the sympathetic nerve system and HPA axis, leading to the elevated levels of stress hormones such as cortisol and epinephrine. The presence of these stress hormones promotes oxidative stress and endothelial dysfunction and inflammation, thereby promoting the development of atherosclerosis and compromising vascular function. Numerous diseases have been associated with chronic stress, including anxiety, depression, cognitive impairment, inflammatory gastrointestinal diseases, metabolic syndrome, autoimmune disorders, and infertility. And when people are in pain, physically or emotionally, they react for what numbs them: alcohol, processed foods, screens, substances. These are not character flaws. They are predictable responses to an environment that offers no real relief. Chronic stress overload, compounded by personal behavior or lifestyle alterations such as overeating, smoking, excessive drinking, and poor sleep quality, is termed allostatic overload. The system creates the wound, then sells you the bandage. The second brain, and why gut health is everything. Here is the truth the pharmaceutical industry would rather you didn't fully grasp. Your gut is not just a digestive organ. It is the command center of your entire being. Our gut harbors a complex community of over 1 trillion microbial cells, which influence human physiology, metabolism, nutrition, and immune function. While disruption to the gut microbiota has been linked with gastrointestinal conditions such as inflammatory bowel disease and obesity. 100 trillion. There are more microbial cells in your gut than there are stars visible to the naked eye from the darkest part of the earth. The human microbiota, also known as the hidden organ, contributes over 150 times more genetic information than that of the entire human genome. You are, in the most literal biological sense, more microbe than human. And when these microbes are healthy, so are you. When they're not, the consequences are catastrophic. Perturbations in the composition and function of the gut microbiota have been associated with chronic diseases ranging from gastrointestinal inflammatory and metabolic conditions to the neurological, cardiovascular, and respiratory illnesses. The data is staggering in scope. Diabetes and obesity, imbalance of the normal gut microbiota, has been linked with the gastrointestinal conditions such as inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, and irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, and a wider systemic manifestations of disease such as obesity and type 2 diabetes. Autoimmune disease. Microbiota dysbiosis can lead to dysregulation of bodily functions and to diseases including cardiovascular, cancer, and respiratory diseases. New research reveals that the gut microbiome regulates the body's diurnal rhythms in stress hormones. Your gut literally controls how your body responds to stress every single day. Rheumatoid arthritis, bacteroids, acromantia, and the anti-inflammatory Faecalibacterium praesnitzii were depleted, and the Provotella and Ruminococcus were abundant in RA patients, leading to inflammation. Kidney disease. Many studies have shown that intestinal bacteria are involved in kidney diseases. In patients with chronic kidney disease, a metabolic P. krell circulates in the blood, and intestinal microbial composition plays an important role in its production, making it a diagnostic marker for the disease. A groundbreaking 2025 study published in Nature analyzed over 34,000 participants and identified known and yet to be known cultured gut microbiome species associated significantly with different diets and risk factors, developing a ranking of species most favorable and unfavorably associated with human health markers, showing strong and reproducible associations between microbial species and both body mass index and host conditions. The gut is not a side issue. The gut is the issue. Well, my dearest friends, here's wishing you the very best in all your positive exploits. May you be blessed with health, happiness, and prosperity. Please join me for part two of our journey into us. How about that?